Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Lamentations 3, 37 to 44, 49 to 50, and 55 to 57. Lamentations 3, 37 to 44, 49 to 50, and 55 to 57. Who can speak and have it happen if the Lord has not decreed it? Is it not from the mouth of the Most High that both calamities and good things come? Why should the living complain when punished for their sins? Let us examine our ways and test them, and let us return to the Lord. Let us lift up our hearts and our hands to God in heaven and say, "We have sinned and rebelled, and you have not forgiven. You have covered yourself with anger and pursued us. You have slain without pity. You have covered yourself with a cloud so that no prayer can get through. My eyes will flow unceasingly without relief until the Lord looks down from heaven and sees. I called on your name, Lord, from the depths of the pit. You heard my plea. Do not close your ears to my cry for relief. You came near when I called you, and you said, 'Do not fear.'" My theme for reflection is God's compassion amidst human suffering. My dear friends, these texts from Lamentations convey a profound message about the nature of God's compassion in the midst of human suffering. The verses highlight the sovereignty of God and His steadfast love even when faced with the consequences of human disobedience. The imagery of affliction and hardship is prominent, but within these verses there is a powerful undercurrent of hope and reliance on God's mercy. In verses 37 to 44, the text emphasizes that both good and bad experiences come from the Lord. And this challenges our understanding of suffering, urging us to view it through the lens of divine purpose. In times of hardship, it is essential to remember that God remains in control, working all things for His ultimate plan. Verses 49 to 50 further underscore the inevitability of suffering due to sin. However, they also emphasize the plea for God's compassion and intervention. It is a recognition that despite the consequences, God's mercy is our only source of hope. Finally, verses 55 to 57 portray a desperate cry for relief, acknowledging God's nearness even in the darkest moments. My dear friends, these verses offer profound insights into our experiences of suffering and hardship. In a world marked by various forms of adversity, including personal struggles, societal challenges, and global crises, these passages teach us that our faith should remain anchored in God's sovereignty and compassion. In a culture that often seeks to avoid pain at all costs, these verses also challenge us to consider the redemptive aspects of hardship and to trust that God is at work even in the midst of our trials. There are two questions for reflection. One, how does your understanding of suffering align with the perspective presented in these verses? How might a recognition of God's sovereignty impact the way you navigate challenges in your life? Number two, in what ways can you cultivate a deeper trust in God's compassion especially when faced with difficulties that seem overwhelming. How might a shift in focus towards God's mercy transform your response to suffering? Gracious and compassionate God, in the midst of our trials and tribulations, we turn to you. Help us to trust in your sovereignty, knowing that even in our suffering, you work for our good. Grant us the strength to endure and the wisdom to see your purpose in every circumstance. May we find solace in your steadfast love and be confident in your compassion. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.